Here is Newsline. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Environment Dias Hendro Priyono led the Indonesian delegation discussing climate change at the BRICS Forum. Delegations of the Economic Political Alliance countries have discussed the issue of developing countries' vulnerability to climate change. Quoted by RRI.co.id, this issue has become a highlight for member countries such as Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The deputy minister called for the issue of loss and damage to be included in the BRICS climate research agenda, which is a form of siding with the countries most affected by climate crisis. Saudi Arabian Hajj pilgrimage organizers continue to finalize preparations for the peak of Hajj and Ar-Musnah series, or Arafah, Musdalifah, and Mina. The finalization was carried out by conducting an orientation rehearsal on the Mina Tunnel route, the third floor. According to RRI.co.id, the orientation was led by the head of Ar-Musnah Operational Unit, Colonel Harun Ar-Rashid, and attended by officers from Medina Working Area, both from the Pilgrim Protection Service, Hajj Media Center, Elderly and Disabled Hajj Pilgrim Services. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sepatah kata, kau buatku larut dalam cinta. Buat hati menutup mata, hingga tak melihat kau buaya. Buatku mudah percaya, walau ternyata berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini, tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah, diriku kau dekati.
Namun bukan cinta yang ingin kau miliki. Cintamu yang lain, yang mau saja kau bohongi dengan kata indah dan manis janji.
Ini yang aku percaya.
Ternyata engkau berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini, tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Decepticon, yeah. But I can transform and be like my every mom. Treat you right every day, cause girl, you're my only one. And when I'm wrong, yeah, you can be my Obi-Wan. Yeah, let me protect you, girl, like I'm Donkey Kong. You promise till I'm gone, you can till the break of dawn. You're the one that I belong to, just let me love you.
Hey.
Yeah. Listeners, today Music Corner presents a song by Han India. Han India Citaningtyas, better known as Han India, is a talented young Indonesian singer born on February 21, 2001. She just released her latest work entitled Obade Untuk Ibu. This song tells the story of a child's love, sacrifice, and gratitude towards a mother who always struggles selflessly. In its lyrics, this song describes how a mother often hides her tiredness and anxiety for the sake of her children's future, as if everything was fine. According to Hanin, Obade for Mother is best listened to when longing for mother amid busyness, especially for those who are far from their mother. The song Obade for Mother involves a number of musicians in its production process. Aris Nur Iskandar and Tito P. Sonardi act as writers and songwriters, while the music arrangement is handled directly by Tito P. Sonardi. Listeners, this is Our Buddy for Mother by Han India. Enjoy.
Malam semakin larut dan dingin, namun tak pernah membuatmu tertidur. Kulihat lelah di matamu, melukiskan lelah hatimu yang kau coba sembunyikan dariku.
Empal gentong, a traditional dish from Cirebon that has been famous since the 17th century. It features a rich spice broth that is truly tempting. The word empal means beef, while gentong refers to the large pot used for cooking it. The beef is slowly cooked in a broth rich with spices such as turmeric, ginger, and lemongrass, creating a savory and slightly spicy flavor that delights the taste buds. Empal gentong not only offers tender meat, but also a culinary traditional passed down through generations.
with each spoonful reminding us of the warmth and enjoyment of the past. Typically served with rice or lontong, this dish is often accompanied by sambal and crackers to enhance the experience. More than just a meal, empal gentong is an unforgettable taste experience. Enjoy its deliciousness and feel the authentic flavor of Cirebon.
Here is keyword of the day. Once the sail is laughing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote by Kapitan Patimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. Thomas Matulesi, as known as Kapitan Patimura, is a national hero from Saparua, Maluku. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the kapitan or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. That's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound. Listener, an Indonesian official has revealed that President Prabowo Subianto, the Indonesian president, has given the green light to a plan to export rice to Malaysia. Deputy Agriculture Minister Sudaryono said discussions with the Malaysian government have already taken place, including meetings with Malaysian businesses interested in importing rice. Indonesia is currently awaiting Malaysia's export mechanism before proceeding with shipments. Malaysian entrepreneurs have requested around 2,000 tons of rice per month, although this volume may be adjusted based on Indonesia's supply capacity. He emphasized that Indonesia will follow the agreement, the cooperation procedures, and wait for Malaysia's official follow-up before initiating exports. Earlier, Agriculture Minister of the Republic of Indonesia, Minister Amran Sulaiman, said Malaysia had expressed interest in importing rice from Indonesia due to rising prices in the neighboring country. Malaysia's rice needs are high, while its domestic production currently meets only 40 to 50% of national demand. Well, listener, that's information about Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto, who agrees on rice export plan to Malaysia. Stay tuned for more interesting information, good news, updates from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Na 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 Against the Marxist girl with marijuana. a Star Charter glass. She gave it to you real hard, but I loved you harder. High school in Jakarta. I won't, but I wanna ask you when you talk about it. Do I ever come? Say thanks to your mama. Now we're through. Could've ended different than it came. We went to high school in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Only in Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the Pink Beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you. Listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make Rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower. So, when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Everyone should have equal opportunity to pursue anything they want. Despite improvements in society, women still face some challenges in pursuing their career in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. What are the challenges? Here is the opinion of Dr. Nuraini Rahma Hanifa, researcher of Research Center for Geological Disaster at the Indonesian National Research Agency on VOI Talk on Women in Science, Breaking the Barrier.
I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of set housing. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment, it's very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problem, and if we can have a family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the fourth one is having access. Yeah, so those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women, and women can have a lot of power, because once they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment, because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Well, listener, rewatch the interview on Women in Science Breaking the Barriers on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Lewati, nambahin
tahan lagi. Ingin bertanya, ingin berjuta kata. Ingin ku ucap selamat kau pergi. Tak ada lagi teman dalam sepiku.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song entitled Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan or Fortunately Life Must Go On by Mostly Keroncong. The song expresses someone's acceptance of a life journey that is not always easy, but she realizes there are always good things to be grateful for. The song was released in June 2024 and popularized by a singer from Surabaya, East Java, Bernadia Ripka. This song was created by Bernadia with Petra Sihombing. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Untungnya Hidup Harus Tetap Berjalan by Mostly Keroncong. Happy listening.
Persis setahun yang lalu ku dijauhkan dari yang tak ditakdirkan untukku. Yang ku ingat saat itu, yang ku lakukan hanya menggerutu. Ampun, lebih percaya cara-caraku, lebih ragukan rencana sang maha penentu.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.